The Osgood File, sponsored by Identity Guard. Don't count on luck to protect you from identity theft. Get top-rated Identity Guard protection for less than a dollar a day at identityguard.com/dollar. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. Edward Snowden holds an online chat. What he chatted about after this from Charlie. Among the questions for the man identifying himself as Edward Snowden in yesterday's online chat, was he planning on providing classified U.S. information to the Chinese or other governments in exchange for asylum? Snowden called that a predictable smear and then said, "Ask yourself, if I were a Chinese spy, why wouldn't I have flown directly to Beijing? I could be living in a palace petting a phoenix by now." He also addressed the president, advising him to personally call for a special committee to review these interception programs and even to appoint a special investigator who'd review his policies after he leaves office. The president clearly felt the need to dispel the police state image Snowden has been pushing when he talked with Charlie Rose.
We're going to have to find ways where the public has an assurance that their phone calls aren't being listened into, their text messages aren't being monitored, their emails are not being read by some big brother somewhere. They've got to feel that confidence.
The latest Pew Research poll shows Snowden has not won over a majority of the American people, but pollster Carol Daugherty says he has won over young people.
Edward Snowden's not a hero, but 60% of those 18 to 29 say that this leak has served the public interest, and that's the highest percentage of any age group.
And he's also managed to get two of America's most incompatible political groups to actually come together on something.
Majorities of liberal Democrats and Tea Party Republicans say that the leak of the classified information in the NSA case has served the public interest. So there's a little common ground between left and right on this.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.